Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, one thing that you and I both have developed a great fondness for over the years is, you know, nice, light, crisp, kind of almost anything but Chardonnay whites for summer.
That's
that
right.
Don't break the bank.
That's right. So we got a whole lineup of five different white wines that are all under $15.
That's awesome.
I went all over the world to get these. Let me run them down because they're wonderful.
The cost you more to travel than the wines cost you.
Sure would. From Spain, Martel Blanco Rueda Berrueco. We talked about that
right.
A couple weeks ago, Martin Sancho. This is another very, very good one. This is $13.
Wow.
The Martin Sancho is about $20. So this is almost the same quality, but a little bit more friendly to the pocketbook. The nose is a very complicated affair with hay, green grass, and lemon curd. And on the palate, the wine is really clean, crisp, and refreshing. And there's lemon-lime creaminess with a little bit of the tang that you get from snow peas. So it's really really nice. And, of course, great acidity. It's very easy to like. From Portugal, and you know I am becoming a big champion of Portuguese wines, and I'm going to keep talking about them because they're really great. Here's one from Quinta do Casal Monteiro. And we're going to put all of these on the website so you can write them down or look them up. This is from a region called Tejo. T-E-J-O. A very important region. It's made from the Arento grape, which is a very, very nice white grape. I had it a bunch of times in Portugal. And it gives you just wonderful light acidity, a lot of things having to do with lemons and cut grass, a touch of yogurt, on the nose.
Interesting.
And it's perfect for the celebrated seafood that they have in Portugal. So that light, crisp, mineral flavors work really well with seafood. From Australia, down under, home of goofy labels, Derenberg, one of the cheekiest of the Aussie wineries. I love them. Here's the Hermit Crab. I have no idea why they picked it, because the Hermit Crab is a shy little character, and this is not a shy little wine.
Nothing from Derenberg is shy.
No, it really isn't. This is just a lovely blend, and it has, I think it's Viognier and Roussanne.
Okay.
And
so it's sort of a Rhone-ish.
Yes, sort of a Rhone-ish thing. It's just got this kind of funness about it,
Mm-hmm.
It's a very vivacious wine, dry, light body with very persistent flavors, good depth. If I said essence of lemon, that would capture both the aroma and the flavor.
Sounds great.
So it was really, really nice. You could have it as a standalone or with a casual dinner, no problem. Hugh, I have been a big fan for years of Chenin Blanc.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to find one from California, from Hush.
Okay.
Who've always made really nice wines. And this is their Mendocino bottling. It's 2013, $14. This is just the perfect wine for spicy Asian food. It's just off dry. It has really, really lovely flavors of creamy ripe yellow apples, white apricots, a touch of lime juice. It's just very, very nice.
Sounds great.
And finally, one that we've discovered a few years ago, Goats du Rhum.
Yes.
From South Africa. It's a pun. It's supposed to sound like Côtes du Rhône.
Yep.
Côtes du Rhône, hon. Viognier, Roussanne, Grenache Blanc. Very popular, very cheap at $9. This is a party wine. Don't get the least bit serious about it. But enjoy it. So we're going to put all of these on the website. Go look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.